This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Friday, January 10th at 5:45 p.m., Elemental Roots EDU in Arborvita is hosting an all-ages family game night. This is $15 a family, and they invite you to bring your own snacks. You can visit elementalroots-edu.com for more info and to register. Once again, that's happening Friday, January 10th at 5:45 p.m. and continuing to 7:45 p.m. at 136 Swenson Road in Woodruff. How does Wisconsin stack up as a place to retire? Lisa Hale has the answer.
U.S. News and World Report released its list for the 150 best places to retire in the United States. Green Bay tops the list of Wisconsin cities, coming in at 11th in the nation, up from 16th last year. Other Wisconsin cities that made the grade are Madison at 37th and Milwaukee at 123rd, down from 64th last year. The organization looked at the happiness of local residents, housing affordability, tax rates, and healthcare quality.
Saturday, January 18th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Bobbers on the Lake in Butternut, it's the annual Butternut Schnur Lake Association Fishery, featuring multiple divisions including a walleye division, a crappie division, a northern division, and a perch division, with multiple prizes for each division. Fishery tickets are $10, and ticket must be presented to register a fish, and the fish must be caught on Butternut Lake on the day of the fishery. There are other fun drawings including a raffle, catch and release, and a participation drawing. Tickets must be purchased prior to the start of the event and can be purchased at the Butternut Feed Store, St. Croix, Bobbers on the Lake, and Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Fish registration begins at 7 a.m. and all fish must be registered by 5 p.m. Proceeds are for the BSLA Fish Stocking Program. Once again, that's happening Saturday, January 18th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Bobbers on the Lake in Butternut. Travel Wisconsin has released its snow report tool for the winter season. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogie of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers lose their top defensive back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Cornerback Jair Alexander suffered a knee injury back in October against the Jaguars. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked if there were any updates.
Yeah, I would expect Ja, most likely he's going to be done for the rest of the year.
Is that injury related?
Yes.
So you having surgery?
Yes.
Alexander had his right knee scoped on Tuesday. A report says he could be back by mid-February if the Packers are in the Super Bowl. I asked safety Xavier McKinney what it's been like watching Jair struggling to come back.
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, he's dealt with, you know, this injury pretty much all year. Obviously, we wanted him to be back out there, but, you know, injuries are part of the game, so we understand that. We know that he's been working, you know, or he was working to, you know, try to get back, but it's like every time he was trying to, he would tweak it again. So it's a part of the game.
NBA, the Bucks in action tonight in Milwaukee. They host the Brooklyn Nets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabo. People seem to notice the variety of well-reviewed films playing at the box office currently and headed to the big screen over the weekend. Sonic the Hedgehog Part 3 took the top spot at the gate with $38 million and is currently at $137 million in its first 2 weeks in theaters. The Lion King's Mufasa took a close second place with $37 million in change in its second week and is showing some good word of mouth as it is actually outperforming its haul from last week. People also wanted a little horror over their holiday as newcomer Nosferatu, which opened on Christmas Day, surprised prognosticators by pulling in $40 million over 5 days and $21 million over the weekend. Wicked and Moana 2 rounded out the top five, with Wicked pulling in $19.5 million and Moana 2 pulling in just over $18 million. Also opening on Christmas Day was the new Bob Dylan biopic, A Complete Unknown, which pulled in $23 million over 5 days and finished in sixth place last weekend with $11.6 million. All I wanted was to hold on and live. Those are the words of Gail Godot, who recently gave birth to her fourth daughter. The drama surrounding the birth was right out of a movie script, as the actress revealed that during the eighth month of her pregnancy, an MRI showed a massive blood clot in her brain. Godot was rushed into surgery and during the operation gave birth to her daughter, Ori. The 39-year-old actress says the name means my light and that it was appropriate as Hanukkah is a celebration of light and miracles. Golden Globes host Nikki Glaser might have a furrowed brow through this year's broadcast. You can chalk that up to bad timing, as the comedian was planning on getting plastic surgery but had to reschedule once she got the gig. Glaser says she was planning on getting a brow lift, but her agent advised her to wait until after the Golden Globes. Translation? Instead of looking surprised when she reads the nominee, she'll look grumpy. The Golden Globes air Sunday, January 5th on CBS. Former President Jimmy Carter passed away this past weekend at the age of 100. Many remember Carter for his decency, endless service to humankind, which included his involvement with Habitat for Humanity. But what most people don't know is that he was also related to Motown Records founder Berry Gordy. Gordy said that in 1978, his sister Esther did some digging into their family tree. Gordy says he was filled with shock and pride when he found out that he and Carter were actually third cousins. There's as much drama off-screen surrounding actress Blake Lively and actor-director Justin Baldoni as there was on-screen for their film It Ends With Us. Following Lively's lawsuit claiming Baldoni sexually assaulted her and launched a smear campaign against her, Baldoni is filing a countersuit claiming Lively and her team launched a smear campaign against him. Does anything good ever come from a Hollywood smear campaign? Oh yeah, publicity. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although I think we'll see a little sunshine at some point this afternoon. Our high 19 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. 5 above tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy 10. By Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 9 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. It's 9 degrees outside right now.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.